Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM WQAM. We take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Getting ready for a big Dolphins game, hopefully, and a Canes game this weekend. We got a big fight this weekend. Want to let you guys know that Mike Tyson is making his way to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino with his Return of the Mike show. We got Iron Mike coming up next hour for you guys, our interview with him. So stay tuned for that. If you guys want to win tickets, text the word CHAMP to 20357. Text CHAMP to 20357. For more information, go to WQM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive, and tickets are available for purchase at casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood/events. I think also it's at MikeTyson.com/Hard Rock. I think that's also one of those that may work for you because I know there's a lot of slashes in that liner. Anywho, Leroy, we got a surprise.
What's that?
Our boy has stopped by. Martin Bater, he's here.
Hey, Leroy. Hi. Always great to see you. Nothing big as this time. I'm in Miami.
I
thought you would be here. You left me stranded. I was looking forward to see you, and now I'm just here with Tobin, you know, which is really nice, but, you know, the party isn't complete without you.
It's not complete without him, Martin. Hey. It's really not.
Hey, Leroy, business hours are Tuesday, Thursday, from 10 to 2.
Yep.
All right, I'm writing that down. I'll make an appointment next time. I'll talk to your people. We'll talk to my people.
So wait, we're even now because we were supposed to go eat at Herbs and Rye like 30 times.
I know, right? Well, I mean, look, we're also busy in Vegas when it comes to fight night that, you know, like we'll make it happen. Like we're just building up the anticipation for it. That's all.
All right.
What was the last one you were there for Pacquiao?
Pacquiao Barrios, in July.
He got screwed, man. Did you think that he won? Did you think that I kind of got the score, but I think everybody came away from that Pacquiao fight and was like, he's 46. He should have won that fight.
And regardless of the age, the stamina that he had throughout, I didn't expect that, where he pleasantly surprised me with that because I knew the technique and the, you know, like the mindset that he has, it's always there. But the fact that he had the stamina to dominate the way he did throughout the fight, I thought that he won. But then again, that's boxing for you. Sometimes it's unexplainable. But actually, the WBC is implementing something interesting in its Grand Prix, which is the enhanced scoring.
Mm-hmm.
And they're seeing if they implement it in, you know, in normal fights in the future where, let's say you have a draw, like Gervonta against, you know, Roach or Pacquiao in the last fight, right? Within the round, you have to score as a judge for whether the round was won moderately, clearly, or it was really close.
Interesting.
And then that way, if you have a draw, then that's the tiebreaker.
Oh.
And you avoid situations like, oh, okay, I thought so-and-so won. It's not subjective anymore. It's as objective as it can be when it comes to judging, but you avoid situations like the ones we had twice in high-profile fights.
I was thinking about that, Leroy, because I was talking about bets before the program to somebody. And they were like, hey, should I bet draw? And I was like, it's never a bad bet to bet draw just because big fights, it feels like there's chicanery with the scorecards like a lot, Leroy, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's the only sport and some of this is being taken out of the other sports and they're trying to do it with baseball with pitch call, with pitches, right, where you can challenge a pitch and there's a clear box and it either is or it isn't. The official can't – the ref can't give you the black. So, you know, football is that if it's a pass interference, I felt that you held them, right? It's not definitive. They try to, you know, let you contest it and try to let you challenge it. But I kind of like that in boxing. Just add another level so that you can separate, like, all the chicanery that goes on
right
when determining these fights. Because they fight 10, 12 rounds. And to be honest with you, like, you all shouldn't be that close.
Right.
Because you all look at fights differently. And so you need a standard, some kind of standard that will kind of separate the best fighter on that night. And I appreciate that they're doing that because, like, I've never seen, like, there. And here's the thing. Whenever there's a draw, everybody thinks there was a clear-cut winner. It's never after the fight you go, oh, that was a good
fight. Right. It's rare that you say, oh, that should have been a draw.
Right, exactly. So I'd like to see how this is going to play out.
The crazy part was that Barrios won was the only one that got a win in one of the cards.
That was crazy.
The other two were draws, so Pacquiao didn't get one of the three cards.
Yeah, I felt like he kind of ran out of steam for sure, but I just thought that it was pretty clear-cut early on. But whatever. It's why I mean, he definitely looked good enough to box again. Like, I think that's the exciting thing, is if Pacquiao does decide he wants to go again, I'm like, you know what? He definitely surprised everybody. I thought that he looked pretty damn good.
You know what happens with a lot of draws, too? A guy will start off great, win a lot of the early rounds, and then the other guy plays catch-up.
Right.
And you only remember what you saw in the last guy.
Yeah, it's like that curve scoring. Like, his judges will see, like, oh, he's doing a lot better, but maybe he's not winning. You know, right. I think that happens. But obviously got a big one this weekend, Canelo Alvarez versus Terrence Crawford. You've been around Canelo a ton. You know, you've worked with him. What do you think about this one, man? Do you think he's still at the peak of his game? Do you like Crawford? Do you think it's an even fight? What do we think?
I think Canelo has the edge based on his experience in that weight class. Crawford himself said it. There are weight classes for a reason. Now, Crawford, I've seen him in person. I saw him against Spence. And the fact that he put on such a show, it's embedded in my mind. Regardless of what happened in his last fight, it's embedded in my mind how he performed in Vegas, in front of that crowd, in that kind of stage where, like, the stakes were really high.
Same.
And he stepped up. Not only did he step up, he went ballistic on
it was crazy. Dude, you brought us to that fight, and we were like, everybody was like talking all week, it's going to be an even fight. We talked to Keith Thurman that week. He's like, I think he was one of them. He said, put the money on the draw. And to see the way Crawford came out in that fight, it was it just stamps with me forever with him. But I get it. Look, Canelo's been on so many big stages, and you know this is going to be an interesting one because he's biting off a lot here. Crawford coming up two weight classes, really three, because he's only had one 154 fight, right? So it's a big step up for him.
I think it's also about legacy. That's the most important thing. To where Canelo wants to prove, you know, once and for all that He's not dodging anybody. That he's not about easy challenges. He's about fighting the best fighters presented to him, right? Regardless of, yes, fans want him to fight Benavidez, whatever. But he's about fighting the fighters presented to him at the time, right? And then Crawford, obviously, if he wins at 168 against Canelo, I mean, that's just a legacy maker right there, and you know, for a Hall of Fame career that he already has.
So they're giving away a ring for this one? I saw like the WBC is doing not only a belt, but they're doing a championship ring?
Yeah, they're doing a championship ring, which isn't really something that's done in boxing, but it's kind of an innovation that the World Boxing Council is doing. And you have the ring with the world champion on it, right? And then you have like a color palette like red, green, purple. And then when you open up the ring opens up. And you have Allegiant Stadium with everything around it, the ring, the crowd, everything. You open up, and it's that kind of, you know, spectacle of a ring. It's worth over $100,000.
Wow. Gotta dig the WBC. They always come up with something that's like, they always come up with their own belt. Like, not on just top of the regular belt, Leroy. They got, like, the money belt, or they got, like, the Mexican Heritage Weekend belt. Like, they always come up with some other trinket on top of this winning the championship.
You nail it, because
that's
they do have another
belt.
That
big cut they're getting.
Yeah, that's true.
But you didn't nail it. They have another belt. It's going to be in, like, it's Mexican Independence Day next week.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have a special belt for the champion. And the ring itself is going to be awarded to the champion after the fight. It's going to be a special ceremony. So, you know, whoever wins, Crawford or Canelo, they're going to take home, you know, something memorable from that fight, obviously besides the, you know, the win and the whole experience from fight week.
Let me ask you this about this, because you've been in Canelo's locker room before fights, right? Like, you get the whole Jim Gray thing going down. I mean, I know he's speaking a lot more English now, but which is kind of cool. But what's his vibe like before a fight? Like, I know he's been in a ton of these, but what do you see from him before these things when he walks out?
Canelo is a pro's pro, and his English has come a very long way. Like, he doesn't need a translator or anything, and he communicates himself in a very professional manner, and he's very, very deliberate and very exact in what he wants to say. He's not a trash talker, but he's not going to back down from trash talk. It's maybe cliche to say, but he's all about the fight. The message that he sends is inside the ring. And that's the way his career has been for, what, 20 years now?
Yep.
So, you know, and people respect him for that, to where they know that when Canelo steps in the ring, that he's gonna be a guarantee of the, you know, of the money you pay, even though this time on Netflix it's free. So the spectacle is guaranteed. Crawford, I think it's same, it kind of cut from same cloth, you know? Someone that's respectful, will trash talk, but he speaks in the ring as well. And I think that's a positive for this weekend, to where if you speak with your gloves more than with your mouth, then, you know, that's what matters, because we all sit down to watch the fight.
Martin, before we get you out of here, dude, how are you feeling about your Dolphins? How are you? Where are you right now?
I was listening to a segment before this one, and I could sense the frustration. I mean, we're talking about meetings. We're talking about being ready for week two, and the sky is falling, 0-1. I didn't see anybody after the Commanders lost to the Packers last night. I don't see anybody saying, oh, the sky is falling, the Commanders are going to finish 6-11. But with this team, there's such a psychosis going on, a collective trauma here in Miami and overall for Dolphins fans all over the world, that there is no team that needs to win more than this one this Sunday. Jobs are on the line, obviously, we know that. But the fans need it too, because otherwise, I don't even know what it's going to be like next week, you know, ahead of Buffalo on Thursday.
Crazy, dude. Hey, appreciate you stopping by, man.
No, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Martin. Yeah. Sorry I missed it.
Nah, no problem, Leroy. Next time, okay. We'll see you in Vegas.
All right, okay. We'll take a break. We'll tickle Leroy's fancy next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.